Let's pray that this hour, this moment, we have come before Mount Zion. We have come that the Lord, by his strength, the Lord, by his own mercies, the Lord, by his own grace, will teach us. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Please, if you can see my screen and also hear me, kindly help me to check it.
Yes, we can see it, Pastor.
Thank you very much. We are praying. Our Father in heaven, we want to bless your name for this moment. We thank you because you are a faithful Father who changed not. Tonight, Lord, you have gathered us because you want to bless us. Spirit of God, we pray that you dwell among us and that whatever you want to accomplish in the life of your children, Lord, please do it for us in Jesus' name. Anything that will be as a stumbling block for us receiving from you, Father, we pray, take it away. That attitude of we have heard it before, we keep hearing, and nothing has changed. Today, I pray, let it change and give us a fresh expectation to receive from you. We thank you, dear Lord, for your faithful. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Brethren, this hour, our revival service, we want to look at a message titled Praying Through for Breakthrough. Praying through for breakthrough. It has come to a point where one have to get to the place where you decide that enough is enough. And as you go through the message, one thing I want us to pay attention is I want us to think about our own life and identify what need to stop spiritually. What need to stop family-wise? What need to stop? Anything in our lives we trust and we want God to move. You want to be determined tonight and say, God, enough is enough. And whatever the Lord will tell us to do, brethren, let's pray and trust that we will have the heart to receive and that the Lord will bless us mightily in Jesus' name. Let's open our Bible to Hosea chapter 12. Hosea chapter 12. I read from verse 3. He took his brother by the heel in the womb. And by his strength, he had power with God. Yea, he had power over the angel and prevailed. He wept and made supplication unto him. He found him in Bethel, and there he spake with us, even the Lord God of hosts. The Lord is his memorial. Let's again read from Genesis. The same account in Genesis chapter 32. Look at verse 24. And Jacob was left alone. And there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day. And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh. And the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint as he wrestled with him. And he said, let me go, for the day breaketh. And he said, I will not let thee go, except thou bless me. And he said unto him, what is thy name? And he said, Jacob. And he said, thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince hast thou power with God and with men, and hast prevailed. Amen. And hast prevailed. Here come a man that had a problem. A man who got to a point that he realized that I have no other option But God must come in. When one gets to a crossroad where no other option is found, but can only go forward. That is the point where Jacob found himself. And we know the story already. He had already deceived his father and taken the blessing of his brother. And for 20 years, he ran away, thinking that, time will cause the problem to, the anger of his brother to go down. But after many years, the Lord asked him to go back. And now when he was returning, the problem was still there. Maybe your own challenge has been there for many years and you have already almost given up. Or perhaps we think time will handle that. And whatever it is, if it is affliction from the enemy, if it is any curse, if it is whatever it is, that I'm telling you, the enemy is an old serpent, he's an old devil. And when it comes to affliction, when it comes to, bringing us to a point where his game is to just steal away our soul. And he's not going to give up after many years. But until Jacob realized that God tonight, today, this moment is the hour, nothing changed. And are you in the same situation? If you are that man that has a problem that overwhelms your soul, if you have that challenge and you've come to that face to face with the reality of this great mountain, only you know this sickness, is it whatever name it, spiritually, you have been at the same spot, no growth. Brethren, this is a mountain that must move. And you want to ask yourself, what is making my life not move forward? In your marriage, in your family life, and things are so stuck, you just can't do anything. There's only one option we have. And that is why the Lord has given us a privilege to come before Him tonight. Not just, casually coming as we always come, but if we make up our mind that tonight, God, we have come for revival, you have to revive us. I need to see progress. Brethren, the Lord will move. And there's only one thing is to pray. Prayer is the only thing. Praying until we break through. When do we stop praying? Until the answer comes. When do we stop crying to God? Until we see that whatever reason why we are praying, the solution is here. That is when we stop. Look at Isaiah 66. Isaiah chapter 66. Isaiah 66, look at verse 5. Verse 5 of Isaiah 66. Hear the word of the Lord, ye that tremble at his word. Your brethren that hated you, that cast you out for my name's sake, said, let the Lord be glorified. But he said, but he shall appear to your joy, and they shall be ashamed. A voice of noise from the city, a voice from the temple, a voice of the Lord that rendered recompense to his enemies. Look at verse 7. Before she travailed. Before she travailed, she brought forth. Before her pain came, she was delivered of a man child. Who had heard such a thing? Who had seen such things? Shall the earth be made to bring forth in one day, or shall a nation be born at once? For as soon as Zion travailed, maybe your pain, you've not felt it enough. That is why you are still managing it. Maybe hell that seemed to be getting closer to you after we calling ourselves children of God, and we keep rising and falling. Though we have not seen the gravity, maybe we have not seen the gravity of what is happening. That is why we have not called on God enough. But one thing tonight the Lord expects us to do is to pray. What is prayer? One man defined prayer as man's permission for heavenly intervention. Until a man pray, God cannot move. The Bible says, for it is not for a man to stand in the gap. The Lord is always looking for men who can pray and men who should pray. And what is God's own will and his plan for you? One may say, I have been looking for God, I've been praying, and God is not hearing me. Ideally, God is the one that is looking for us. God is the one that is doing everything he will want to do, he can do to bring you to that realization, to that point where we will hold hand with him and break through. What does the Bible say in Jeremiah chapter 29? We know that popular verse, Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11. Look at it. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord. They are thought of peace and not of evil to give you an expected end. In chapter 33, verse 3 of the same Jeremiah, the Bible said, call unto me, and I will answer thee, and I will show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. This is God's call. So now we know that God is looking for us, and the promises are there. Remember this year, our theme, divine restoration. Let's go back to Joel. Let's remind ourselves God's plan for us, especially even this year, the Lord has led us into this direction. Joel chapter 2. Look at verse 17. Joel chapter 2, verse 17. Let me jump to verse 21. I'll come back to verse 17 later. He said, fear not, O land. Be glad and rejoice, for the Lord will do a great thing. Be not afraid, ye beasts of the field, for the pastures of the wilderness do spring. For the tree beareth her fruit, the fig tree and the vine do yield her strength. Be glad then, ye children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God, for he had given you the former rain moderately, and he will cause to come down for you the rain. You know, you look at our situation, our circumstances, in all kinds of areas that we are trusting God, and we look at God's promises, and we need to ask ourselves a question: what is the missing link? Why is the Lord telling us all these things, and yet still we don't see the sign? Is God lying? Obviously not. God cannot lie because he's chasing after us. And therefore, if we are not there yet, brethren, something is wrong. And obviously, the problem is coming from us. But before we zoom into this, let's look at the posture and condition for receiving breakthrough. How do we get breakthrough? There is a requirement. There is a divine pathway. There is God's prescription. And it must be followed to break through. The Lord Himself is willing to give us breakthrough. And He has told us what He needs, He demands from us. And if you only obey, brethren, tonight, the breakthrough will come in Jesus' name. You know, let's go back to Genesis where I read. Genesis, look at chapter 32, the same verse 24. And Jacob was left alone, and there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day. And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh and the hollow of Jacob's thigh. was out of joint as he wrestled with him. And he said, let me go, for the day breaketh. And he said, I will not let thee go except thou bless me. Look at verse 27. And he said unto him, what is thy name? And he said, Jacob. I thought, Jacob, you told your father your name was called Esau. Brethren, that was the problem of Jacob's, that was the beginning of Jacob's problem. The man lied. He was skillful in deception. And that brought him into this situation. Sin has always been the cause of closed doors. The number one cause. The only thing the enemy can capitalize on is when we sin. Sin makes God himself to punish us, to ignore us. And the devil uses sin as a stronghold to afflict us. And that is why the Lord is telling us that there is only one remedy. Repentance is what is expected. Repentance from sin. And not just by mouth, genuine. Not just the one that, you know, we do it in the face of leaders. We are talking about the one God himself approved. You know, the angel, when Jacob was wrestling with the angel, the man was desperate for a solution. The angel came, showing that he really wanted to give the blessing to Jacob. But until that sin was taken away. So he asked him, what is thy name? And now the man was transformed. He said, my name is Jacob. And look at the answer. And he said, thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. Until the Lord touch us, he cannot touch our challenge. Let's look at chapter 2 of Joel, where we read Joel chapter 2. I read from verse 24. Joel chapter 2. Sorry, verse 12. Therefore also now, said the Lord, turn ye even to me with all your heart and with fastings and weeping and mourning, and rend your heart and not your garment, and turn unto the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and of great kindness, and repented him of the evil. Who knoweth if he will return and repent and leave a blessing behind him, even a meat offering and a drink offering unto the Lord your God. Brethren, before divine restoration, there was verse 12. Turn ye unto me. Rend your hearts. Come with fastings. And not just coming to church. And not just praying. Before prayer, wait. And brethren, we all know there's only one prayer God hears from the sinner. It's a prayer of repentance. And nobody can change that. We all know the story of David. Look at Psalm 51. We know David, the prophetic David, the man after God's own heart. But that was the secret. He couldn't jump this one. Psalm 51, verse 1. Psalm 51, verse 1. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness. And according to the multitude of thy tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgression, and my sin is ever before me. That is the pathway. Check our life. Check your life. However small that thing looks, it could be the reason why we are so where we are. However tiny. It could be the reason why there's no growth spiritually. It could be the reason why things have turned upside down. The Lord is not asking us to try. He said we should turn to Him. We should just repent, turning unto Him and asking for mercy, like David did here. Brethren, and if we can do that, tonight, that devil will leave our life in the name of Jesus. In Acts chapter 3, verses 12. In Acts chapter 3, verses 12, we know what Apostle Peter said. Acts chapter 3, sorry, let's read verse 19. After he had spoken and the Holy Ghost has convicted them, now they said, he said unto them, repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out when the time of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. There's a time of refreshing, but there's the need for repentance. There's the need for turning away. There's the need for allowing God Himself to uproot everything that could be a hindrance. And tonight, just take a very deep search of your life. A very deep, without anybody telling you, you know it yourself. I know it myself. I know where I struggle. You know where you struggle. If you would just tell the Lord, God, enough of this, enough of the games. Brethren, if there's anybody to deceive, not God, we all know it. And if our heart is not right, He knows. In Job 33, verse 23, the Bible says, if there be a messenger with him, an interpreter, one among a thousand to show unto man his uprightness, then he is gracious unto him and say, deliver him from going down to the pit. I have found a ransom. His flesh shall be fresher than a child. He shall return to the days of his youth. He shall pray unto God, and he shall be favorable unto him. He shall see his face with joy, for he will render unto man his righteousness. He will render unto man his righteousness. Look at verse 28. He will deliver his soul from going into the pit, and his life shall see the light. This is the prescription. The divine prescription. Repentance. All kinds of repentance that the Lord has the Lord spoken something about our life that he's not happy with. We can't push it under the carpet. We cannot trivialize it. We need to go to him with cries, with heart repentance. Do you know that there are some repentance that are fake? There are some people in the Bible, they say, I've repented, but they were not genuine. And there are many people that may only raise up their hand and say, Lord, I give my life to you. But there's no repentance. And God knows. He's talking about genuine. Look at Exodus chapter 9. There's a clear example of one who said he has repented. And it was all fake. Exodus chapter 9, verse 27. Exodus chapter 9. Look at verses 27. And Pharaoh sent and called for Moses and Aaron and said unto them, I have sinned this time. This is Pharaoh speaking, the Pharaoh that kept Israel under that bondage. He said, I have sinned this time. The Lord is righteous, and I and my people are wicked. This is Pharaoh speaking. But again, look at someone that said he has repented and is fake. Verse 34. And when Pharaoh saw that the rain and the hail and the thunders were ceased, he sinned yet more and hardened his heart, he and his servants. There are some category of people that will run to the Lord. God, show me mercy. I have repented. The Lord will forgive. But after that challenge is gone, they went back. They goes back. They go back and even do the worst. This is not genuine. We know the case of Saul in 1 Samuel chapter 15. 1 Samuel chapter 15. 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 13. I read. And Samuel came to Saul And Saul said unto him, Blessed be thou of the Lord. I have performed the commandment of the Lord. This is Saul speaking. I have performed the commandment of the Lord. And Samuel said, What meaneth then this bleating of the sheep in my ears and the lowing of the oxen which I hear? And Saul said, They have brought them from the Amalekite, from the people's spare. For the people spared the beast of the sheep and of the oxen to sacrifice unto the Lord thy God, and the rest we have utterly destroyed. Then Samuel said unto Saul, Stay, and I will tell thee what the Lord has said to me this night. And he said unto him, Say on. And Samuel said, When thou wast little in thy own eyes, wast thou not made the head of the tribe of Israel? And the Lord anointed thee king over Israel, and the Lord said, and the Lord sent thee on a journey and said, Go and utterly destroy the sinners of the Amalekites and fight against them until they be consumed. Wherefore then did thou not obey the voice of the Lord? I thought this man said that they have destroyed all. And eventually, when we read on time, we feel us to read, eventually, when Samuel told him what the Lord has said, look at verse 24. Look at verse 24. And Saul said unto Samuel, I have sinned, for I have transgressed the commandment of the Lord, and I was, because I feared the people and obeyed their voice. I have sinned. You know what? Another shocking thing that really showed how ungenuine he was in verse 30. Then he said, I have sinned, yet honor me now, I pray thee, before the elders of my people and before Israel, and turn again with me that I may worship the Lord thy God. You can't do that. There are some sorry that are not sorry. And we cannot deceive God. If we want breakthrough, brethren, this is the highway. And again, there are some category of people. Let's read 1 Samuel. It's in 1 Samuel chapter 3. There was a man of God. 1 Samuel chapter 3, look at verse 16. An attitude. When God has spoken, for example, we come to church, the word of God come. The Spirit of God reveal the mind of God to you. Chastisement has come. There are some people, instead of responding in an attitude of fear and seeking God's mercy, look at what Eli said in verse 16 of 1 Samuel chapter 3. Then Eli called Samuel and said, Samuel, my son. And he answered, Here am I. Here am I. And he said, What is this thing that the Lord has said unto thee? I pray thee, hide it not from me. God do so to thee and more also, if thou hide anything from me, of all the things that he said unto thee. And Samuel told him every whit, and he hid nothing from him, and said, It is the Lord. Let him do what seemeth him good. This is dangerous. It is the Lord. Let him do what seemeth him good. The Lord is speaking, and he's saying, My brother, my sister, this area of our life need to be checked. And if it is checked, breakthrough will come. And you say to the Lord, God, do whatever you want to do. Brethren, who is going to lose? It's not the will of God for us to find ourselves in this point. But our right response is what will bring the breakthrough. And one last posture, time will fail us to read Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. Is an absolute faith. For without faith, it is impossible to please God. After repentance, after you've cleared the debts, the Lord give you power to deal with whatever thing that need to be dealt with. You can only stand tall in prayer and stand boot for boot with the enemy when all these evil, all these sins are clear. Don't be in a hurry to just hit the devil. Brethren, we cannot deal with the enemy like that. But if we clear the doubt, we clear the sin, then we return to the Lord. And by faith, we come because our sins are forgiven. I tell you, the no enemy can stand before us. In Psalm 27, verse 10, the Bible said, I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the hand of the living. Indeed, true repentance activates the mighty arm of God. And brethren, God is first interested in touching us before our problems. I pray the Lord will give us grace to position ourselves tonight. And when it is time to pray, don't be in a hurry to just bind and loose. Deal with this first. It doesn't matter. We spend even 80% of the time in clearing all this. It doesn't take God a second to respond to our challenges. But normally, this is where the problem is. God will give us grace in Jesus' name. And now, after everything is done, the passionate prevailing prayer for breakthrough. The passionate prevailing prayer for breakthrough. Repentance has gone forth. We are standing at a place where God wants us to stand. And now that devil, many times, he still wants to show that he has shoulders, even though he has lost. When there's no ground for him, no, we don't allow him. And we saw in the life of Jacob, after everything, he has turned to the, in fact, he has spoken the truth. Look at what the Bible said in chapter 33. Something that he had been running away from for 20 years. Chapter 33, look at verse 1. And Jacob lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, Esau came with him 400 men, and he divided the children unto Leah and unto Rahel and unto the two handmaids. And he put the handmaids and their children foremost, and Leah and the children after, and Rahel and Joseph hindmost. And he passed over before them and bowed himself to the ground 7 times until he came near to his brother. Now look at verse 4. And Esau ran to meet him and embraced him and fell on his neck and kissed him, and they wept. Praise the Lord. The battle was done. Some few hours or some few moments before this time. Brethren, if we can pray, that's trouble. That seems big. Instead of focusing on the challenge, leave the challenge. Deal with it on the knees. And when it is done, I tell you, that challenge will leave. If Jacob had realized this earlier, probably he would have prayed this prayer a long time. He would have called on the name of the Lord a long time. And for 20 years, the man was a fugitive. But after this encounter, after this point where he knew that God, if you don't respond, my brother is coming to kill me. And after the Lord has blessed him there, after the Lord has changed the situation, now the brother, with all the hatred, with all the 400 men, came to embrace him with love. The Lord will respond as we pray in Jesus' name. We know the story of Jabez. We know Jabez, an honorable man. An honorable man. First Chronicles chapter 4. Look at verse 9. And Jabez was more honorable than his brethren, and his mother called his name Jabez, saying, because I bear him with sorrow. And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed, and enlarge my coast, and that thy hand might be with me, and that thou wouldest keep me from evil, that it may not grieve me. And God granted him that which he requested. Oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed. Remember, the time we stop praying is when the answer has come. Brethren, are we desperate enough? Our Lord Jesus himself demonstrated to us a clear example, even our Jesus, even our Christ, the one who was God and is God himself. When he came in Luke chapter 22, look at verse 41. And he was confronted, you know, remember, he took the form of himself a man and he felt the pain. In Luke 22, verse 41. And he was withdrawn from them about a stone's cast and kneeled down and prayed, saying, Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. And there appeared an angel unto him from heaven, strengthening him. And see, if you want to know how the magnitude of the prayer is in verse 44. And being in an agony, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat was as it were great drops of blood falling down to the ground. Brethren, until we become desperate, until we make up our mind that this must stop, that devil, we don't play with Satan. We don't enjoy Satan's company. We don't become gentle with him. We wrestle. Jesus prayed, and the angel came to strengthen him. We know the case of Hannah. All these are telling us the men that prevailed and the women that prevailed in prayer, not only even man. 1 Samuel chapter 1. You know the case of Hannah. 1 Samuel. Look at chapter 1, verse 10. And she was in bitterness of soul and prayed unto the Lord and wept sore. And she vowed and vowed and said, O Lord of hosts, if thou will indeed look on the afflictions of thy handmaid and remember me and not forget thy handmaid, but thou give unto thy handmaid a man child, then I will give him unto the Lord all the days of thy life, and there shall no razor come upon. He said, we know the story, a barren woman. But the woman said, Lord, help me. Maybe you have not realized the need. Maybe you are not desperate enough. But if you be serious, sometimes it takes fastings. Sometimes it takes fastings. When was the last time you fasted? If we eat three times a day, brethren, we don't deal with problems like that. There are some challenges. The Bible has made it clear. Christ told the disciples, this kind goeth not but by prayer and fasting. David, in Psalm 51, verse 1 and 2, we have read earlier, have mercy on me. That's sin. There are some sins that have become iniquity. There are some sins that have become, a besetting sin. And we don't just manage it. Elijah, James chapter 5, verse 17. James chapter 5. Look at verse 17. Elias was a man subject to like passion as we are, and he prayed earnestly that it might not rain. And it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again. One may say that he was a prophet. The Bible said he was a man. He didn't mention he was a prophet here. A man as we are. So the Lord is likening us to Elijah here. Are you born again? You're a child of God. And Elijah was a man. He prayed earnestly. May not rain.
In the toilets or in the
I
bedroom.
pray the Lord will give us grace. Please, let's mute our mic. I pray the Lord will give us grace to seek his face as we should in Jesus' name. And that trouble, brethren, must leave. Our time is going. Let's read Ephesians chapter 3. Ephesians chapter 3. Maybe someone should help me read it. Ephesians 3, verse 14. You can read for me if you are there. Ephesians 3, verse 14. Who's reading for us?
Ephesians chapter 3, verse 14. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ,
Please continue.
of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with his might by his Spirit in the inner man. That Christ may dwell in your heart by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with the fullness of God.
Thank
Now
you
on
very much. Amen. God bless you. This is Paul. This was the passion of Paul. He said, "For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named." The man was desperate. Brethren, I want to ask you, what is God's plan for your life? Have you thought about it? How much of Jesus do you know? How much of height do we want to ascend? You know, many times we allow the situations and the things of this world to cloud us such that there's no more drive. Yes, you are doing well. We are praying, we are doing evangelism. But do you think it's enough where we are? That is where God wants us to be, or there is more. Paul the Apostle praying for the Ephesian church said, "I bow my knee that Christ may be formed in you." In verse 17, he said that Christ may dwell in your heart by faith. Is this your prayer? Or you don't have anything to pray to break through? This is the best breakthrough we can receive. Before we pray, there are some quotes by some of our contemporary believers who have gone. He said, "Prayer is where the action is. God does nothing," that is John Wesley, "but in answer to prayer." Spurgeon also said, "I would rather teach one man to pray than 10 men to preach." It's not just preaching, prayer. If you spend a lot of time in prayer, the Lord will move. Raven Hill also said, "No man is greater than his prayer life." The pastor who is not praying is playing, and the people who are not praying are straying. Brethren, the message is clear. Let's amend our ways. Let's return to the Lord. This year, a year of divine restoration. The Lord has promised us of restoration, but he wants us to repent. And as we repent, we turn to him. We earnestly pray until something happens. And I tell you, this is how the Lord will respond to us. We want to go before the Lord in prayer. The Lord has spoken unto you. Search your life. Are you in the right posture? Are you overwhelmed with that trouble? Or we are playing, or we have heard enough, or we keep hearing, or we keep telling our ears, or I mean, telling ourselves, what more? Every day we come for revival. Every day we hear the word of God. Brethren, until we are desperate enough, we will not see change. Until we become dissatisfied with our situation, change will not come. All these men that I read about from the scripture, these were men who took their life into their hands. And you and I can decide today that, Lord, I want a step forward. Tell the Lord God, tonight I come. Tonight I plead. Tonight I seek your face. Pray. Pastor, please, you can take over.
Let's continue to call upon the name of the Lord. We've heard his word already tonight. Tell the Lord, I come to you today, O Lord. I need your visitation. I need your breakthrough. Take any hindrance, anything that hinders me from reaching that place of victory over all challenges of life. Oh Lord, take away those hindrances. Let's pray and call upon the name of the Lord. We are praying through to breakthrough tonight. Begin to pray and tell the Lord, make a decision. Tonight is my night. If we are praying now for the next 10 or 15 minutes, be ready to call upon God that this few minutes, it's mine. The Lord will answer me. Pray and talk to the Lord. Get ready and begin to pray. Oh Lord, it's my time tonight. It's time for me to break through. It's time for me to break away from every past challenges and problems, be it physically or spiritually. Let's pray and call upon the name of the Lord. Lord, I come to you as Jacob came. I come to you as Jabez came. I come to you as Anna came. I come to you as Elijah came. I come to you as Jesus came. All these people, they came and they received. Oh Lord, it's my turn. It's my time. We are called upon the name of the Lord. Make a decision to pray through. Decide before you start praying that I'm praying this evening. Pray and talk to God. In Jesus Christ's name, we have prayed. We've been told that prayer is man's permission for heaven's intervention. We want to pray, Lord, intervene in my case tonight. What is that case? What is that situation? What is that challenge? What is that obstacle? What is that problem? What is that peculiar challenge in the family, in your career, in your spiritual life, or in the ministry? Begin to pray and say, Lord, you are my last resort. You are the only hope I have. I bring this situation before you tonight. Intervene. Intervene, 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 intervene in my case. Me, Billy Aminu, I come before you tonight. Oh Lord, intervene. Call your name, come before God. Lord, intervene, 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 intervene. Are you in a crossroad? Say, Lord, intervene. Are you confused? Lord, intervene. Is the challenge bringing you depression? Oh, Lord, intervene. 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 Is the problem almost scattering the family? Oh, Lord, intervene. Intervene. Bring that situation before the Lord. Be ready to pray. Pray and say, Lord, intervene. Intervene. In Jesus Christ's name, we have prayed. We've been told there's a posture. There's a condition for receiving breakthrough. And it was clear that the number one cause of closed doors is sin. You must break the yoke of sin and break away from sin before you can break through. You want to pray tonight? Every yoke of sin in my life, every yoking with sin, that sin that you are yoked to, that you anywhere you go, you commit that sin. That sin that is difficult to part from, to part with. You want to pray and say, Lord, every yoke of sin in my life, your yoke of sin may be lying like Jacob. Yours may be unrighteousness. Yours may be deception, still related to lies. Yours may be immorality, uncleanness. You know yourself. You want to pray and say, Lord, every yoke of sin, you know, that yoke of sin, heavy load of sin that I'm carrying about, oh God, break that yoke. Break that yoke. Break that yoke. Every yoke with sin, my connection to sin, oh Lord, break that connection. In the name of Jesus, you must break the yoke of sin. You must break the yoke of sin, and you must break your yoke with sin before you can break through. Pray and say, Lord, every yoke of sin, break it in my life. Whatever is the sin, talk to Jesus about it. Whatever is the sin, is a merciful God, talk to Christ about it. What is that thing you are struggling with? You are yoked with it, and you go about with it. It's peculiar to you. It's your personal weakness. Pray and say, Lord, every yoke of myself with sin, or any yoke and burden of sin I'm carrying, Lord, break the yoke. In the name of Jesus, Christ has paid the price. He has shed his blood on the cross of Calvary. Pray and say, Lord Jesus, every yoke of sin, every yoke with sin, break it in tonight in my life in the name of Jesus. Let's pray and call upon the name of the Lord. My yoke with sin is broken. The yoke of sin on me is broken. In the name of Jesus, all the things called weaknesses, all the sins called weaknesses, all the things called peculiar weaknesses, oh Lord, all the yoke of sin and my yoke with sin is broken tonight. It's broken tonight. It's broken tonight by the blood of Jesus. Confess any sin, any sin, any sin that you think is hindering your breakthrough. As the Lord has ministered to you tonight, pray and say, Lord Jesus, this sin I confess unto you. Have mercy upon my soul. 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 In the name of Jesus, let's pray and call upon the name of the Lord. Tell the Lord. Tell the Lord. He's a merciful God. He's a merciful God. Christ is merciful. God is merciful. He's willing to forgive. He's willing to pardon. He's willing to set free. He's willing to make free. He's willing to give us life and to give us abundantly. Let's pray and call upon the name of the Lord. Every yoke of sin, every yoke with sin, be broken in my life. Be broken in my life. All the things I struggled with last year, I've started struggling with them again this year. Almighty God, no, this must not continue. Oh Lord, break the yoke of sin. Break you the yoke with sin. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, my partnership with sin. Oh Lord, break it. Oh Lord, break it. The time of this ignorant God went out and has now command everyone to repent. Let's pray and call upon the name of the Lord. Any yoke of sin, any yoke with sin, pray the Lord will break it. The Lord will forgive. The Lord will pardon. In the name of Jesus, repentance first. Pray and say, Lord, I repent from every sin. I repent from every unrighteousness. In the name of Jesus, pray and call upon the name of the Lord. Jacob could not break away from the past into the breakthrough without repentance. He could not break. He could not break away. He could not break away. He could not break away. Pray and call upon the name of the Lord. Today, I'm breaking away. Today, I'm breaking away. Today, I'm breaking away. Joseph, Jacob, he could not enter into that rest. He could not enter into that peace. He could not obtain, you know, the fullness of the promise that belongs to him until he had the path settled, until he had the path sorted out. Pray and call upon God. That old guilt, the past guilt, guilt of sin, guilt of unrighteousness, something you did sometimes ago, every time, and the guilt is coming. And when you go to God in prayer, you want to pray for some things, you are not connecting. It's like the thing is weighing you down. You confess sin for 30 minutes, and then before you know it, you have even forgotten the prayer you want to pray. Oh, you must break that yoke of sin, of guilty conscience. Pray and say, Lord Jesus, tonight, break my yoke with sin. Break the yoke of sin in my life, in the name of Jesus. Let's pray and call upon the name of the Lord. My yoke with sin is broken. My yoke with sin is broken. The yoke of sin over my life is broken. In the name of Jesus, let's pray and call upon the name of the Lord. Israel could not break through into Canaan without turning away from unbelief and disobedience. They could not break through into Canaan. They wandered 40 years in the wilderness. They could not enter into that land because of disobedience, because of unbelief. Brethren, sin is serious. Pray and say, oh Lord, heavy yoke of sin, my yoke with sin, be broken tonight in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, forgive me. All unrighteousness, every sin in my life, all the sin that partners with me, oh Lord, break them away from me. By your mercy tonight, in the name of Jesus, Israel will not overcome even the smallest enemy, hey, high, because of sin. Oh, maybe that's why you're not breaking through. Maybe that's why you're not overcoming. Every small application, every small thing you do, no success is coming. And then you are wondering what is happening. Brother, sister, is there any sin? We are saying, oh God, every yoke of sin, every yoke with sin, break it in my life. In the name of Jesus, you struggle with this oppression. Every time the oppression is coming, you pray, pray, pray. The oppression is not going. The next night, oppression again. What is the sin you have committed? Brother, sister, examine your life. Pray and say, oh God, every yoke of sin, and my yoke with sin be broken tonight in the name of Jesus. I come under the blood of Jesus. I come under the blood of Christ. All the yoke of sin, all the yoke with sin, let them be broken in my life tonight in the name of Jesus. Pray and call upon the name of the Lord. Pray and call upon the name of the Lord. Saul could not succeed as a king because of incomplete obedience. We have been told about that tonight. Pray, oh Lord, all incomplete obedience, incomplete obedience to your word, incomplete obedience to your will, incomplete obedience to your purpose. Oh Lord, have mercy upon me. Oh God, have mercy upon me. Oh God, have mercy upon me. Seeking the praise of man. Oh God, have mercy upon me. Right. Oh God, have mercy upon me. Pray and see and call upon the name of the Lord. Tell the Lord. Tell the Lord. Saul, he lost the kingship because of disobedience. He lost the kingship. He could not break through. He could not break through. He could not break forth. Oh, because of disobedience. Oh Lord, every disobedience. Disobedience to your word. Disobedience to your purpose. Disobedience to your plan. To your revealed will for me. Oh, have mercy upon my soul. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Pray and call upon the name of the Lord. Let's pray and tell the Lord. The yoke of sin must be broken. The yoke of sin must be broken before you can break through. Pray and say, oh God, every yoke of sin, all my yoke with sin, be broken tonight. In the name of Jesus, Eli could not break away from the sin of his house into the possibilities in the priesthood because of wrong response to divine chastisements. He responded wrongly. You have heard the word of God tonight. Maybe do not break your heart. Maybe you remember something you have done. Don't have a wrong response. Pray and call upon God and say, Lord, I come before you tonight. This sin in my life that I'm struggling with, forgive me. Oh God, forgive me. Oh God, forgive me. Oh God, forgive me. If you have nothing to say, just tell God about that sin and say, Lord, oh God, forgive me. Oh God, forgive me. He's a merciful God. He will forgive you. He will forgive you. He will forgive you. Maybe God has been saying, my son, I want you to devote your life more than this. I want you to serve me. I know you come to church. I know you are regular, but I want you to drop all this unrighteousness. I want you to drop all this worldliness. The Lord has been speaking to you, and you are struggling. Pray and say, oh God, all the struggle with sin, all the struggle with sin, be broken in my life tonight. In the name of Jesus, all the struggle with the will of God. Jacob struggled for many years. Our pastor told us for 20 years, he was struggling with the will of God. He was struggling with the purpose of God. He was struggling. But you know, until his will got broken, he could not break through into the next level. His name could not be changed. Pray and call upon the name of the Lord. All the things I'm struggling with, Almighty God, break them away from me. 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 You must break the yoke of sin, and you must break your yoke with sin before you can break through. Pray and say, Lord, my yoke with sin, I break it today. 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 Give me the faith that breaks through. The faith that breaks through. Absolute faith in God. The faith that breaks through. The faith that breaks through. Lord, give unto me tonight in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus Christ's name, we have prayed. Amen. The problem of sin is solved. We want to pray and call upon God. We've been told about passionate, prevailing prayer for breakthrough. Brethren, delaying and postponing our prayers is postponing our breakthrough. We've been told that, you know, maybe if you had prayed the prayer earlier, you would have had breakthrough earlier I'm talking about Jacob now. As our pastor told us today, we are going to pray. We are going to call upon the name of the Lord and say, oh God, tonight is my night. Begin to pray and present the situation before God. Don't see the situation above God. Don't look at it above the word of God. Don't look at it above the possibilities in God. Just tell God, this sickness that the doctors have said, it cannot be healed. Lord, I trust you. Lord, I trust you. Heal me now. Heal me now. Present the case before God. Tell the Lord, Almighty God can do it. He did it for Hannah. Hannah's case was like an impossible case. Hannah's case was like an impossible case. But Hannah came to the Lord with bitterness of soul, and she was praying. She talked to the Lord. The Lord answered her prayers. If God could answer the prayer of Hannah, my brother, my sister, the Lord can answer your prayer. Pray and call upon the name of the Lord. Oh God, I come to you alone. It is only you between you and God. Don't look at the next person. Don't look at the children that are making noise. Don't look at those running up and down. Just talk to the God, to the Lord, and say, Lord, tonight I come to you, O God. I come to you, O God. This situation I bring before you. Oh God, intervene, 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 intervene. Let's talk to the Lord, and our God will intervene. 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 Passionate prayer is desperate prayers. Passionate prayer is desperate prayer. We can say, Lord, my time has come. It is my time to be healed. It is my time to shine. It is my time to break through. It is my time to go to the next level. Change my story. Change my situation. Change my story. Give me testimony. Give me testimony too in the church. Give me testimony too in my family. Give me testimony too in my career. Give me testimony too in my ministry. Oh Lord, my time has come. We are calling upon the name of the Lord. Make it your time. This time is your time. This day is your day. We are calling upon the name of the Lord. My time has come. My time has come. My time has come. My time has come. In the name of Jesus, heal me, oh God. Touch my life, oh God. Visit me, oh God. Revive me, oh God. Touch me, oh God. Touch my health, oh God. Touch my career, oh God. In the name of Jesus, brethren, call upon the name of the Lord. Make this time a time of personal prayer. Make this time a time of personal prayer. The Lord will do it. The Lord can do it. Passionate prayer is agonizing prayer. Pray and call upon the name of the Lord. Agonize before God. Agonize before God. The Lord is hearing you. The Lord is hearing you. The Lord will touch you. The Lord will visit you. Brother, you will break through. Your sister, you will break through. In the name of Jesus, passionate prayer define the future of your born. Passionate prayer. Define the future of your born. Hannah prayed and defined the future of Samuel. Hannah prayed and defined a great prophet. Hannah prayed and prophesied a great prophet to come. Hannah prayed and defined the future for Israel. Hannah prayed and defined the future of an unborn child. Oh, prayer can define the future. Prayer can change destiny. Prayer can define the future of your born. Say, prayer can turn this around. Pray and call upon the name of the Lord. Oh God, I will not die in poverty. Oh God, I will not die unfulfilled. Oh God, I will not die in non-entity. Oh God, I will not die in sin. Oh God, I will not die in this way. Oh God, I will not die in this sickness. I must enjoy healing. I must enjoy health. In the name of Jesus, I must succeed spiritually and physically. In the name of Jesus, I will not die rising and falling. I must be an overcomer. I must be an overcomer. I must live an overcoming life. In the name of Jesus, I will not die struggling. I must stand and be fulfilled spiritually. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I will not die a dwarf. I must grow tall spiritually. Pray and call upon the name of the Lord. Agonizing prayer. Passionate prayer. Define the future of your born. Passionate prayer. Define the future of your born. Oh, whatever is the situation of our children, either they are disobedient or something is happening to them that we don't want, we don't like, prayer can define your future. Prayer can change the situation. Commit your life to the hands of the Lord and say, oh God, my child will not die a sinner. She will be born again. He will be born again. He will serve the Lord. All this disobedience, it will stop. I command the spirit of disobedience, get out of the life of my child. In the name of Jesus, my husband will not die a sinner. He will serve God. He will follow me to church. He will come to our church. We call upon the name of the Lord. This man must be born again. Oh God, save his soul. In the name of Jesus, church. My wife will not die a sinner. She will come to church. She will be born again. She will serve the Lord. Oh God, touch his heart. Turn her life around in the name of Jesus. Passionate prayer defines the future. Passionate prayer defines the future. Pray and call upon the name of the Lord. Tell the Lord, oh God, oh God, oh God, intervene, intervene, intervene in the name of Jesus. In Jesus Christ's name, we are praying. Amen. We are going to pray and call upon the name of the Lord. Brethren, we've been told tonight that passionate prayer alters nature and defies scientific theories. Just like Elijah, he prayed and it rained not. He prayed again and it rained. Passionate prayer, that is what it does. It alters nature and defies scientific theories. We are going to pray. As many that are sick among us, as many that are sick, the doctors have said that that sickness will kill that person. Or that sickness cannot go. Or that sickness must be managed by medications. We are going to pray. Passionate prayer alters nature and defines scientific medical theories. We are going to pray. Oh God, intervene. Intervene into the health of our brethren, all our sisters that are sick, receive your healing. In the name of Jesus, our brother that are sick, receive your healing. In the name of Jesus, our extended families that are sick, receive your healing. In the name of Jesus, our children that are sick, receive your healing. In the name of Jesus, every abnormality become normal. Begin to turn to normality. In the name of Jesus, let's begin to pray and call upon the name of the Lord. Passionate prayer, the passionate prayer, alters nature and defies the wisdom of science and all scientific theories. Let's pray and call upon the name of the Lord. Oh God, every sick in our midst, receive your healing. In the name of Jesus, everyone sick in our midst, receive your healing. In the name of Jesus, every close case with immigration, and they have said, you must pack your load, you must go home. Almighty God can defy that. Almighty God can defy that document. Almighty God can turn the wisdom of the wise to foolishness. Pray and say, oh God, change that story, 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 change that story. In the name of Jesus, maybe you have written yourself off and you have said, in this country, I cannot get job because of what I studied. Passionate prayer defies nature, scientific theory, woman policy, governmental policy, or whatever is it that has kept you away in that situation. Passionate prayer defies natural laws. Passionate prayer defies scientific laws. Passionate prayer turn things around. Passionate prayer change situation. Maybe you are sick, you've gone to the hospital, they have checked, they have examined, they say they cannot find anything, but you are feeling pain. Passionate prayer can detect the source and can give you healing. Let's pray and call upon the name of the Lord. Anybody sick in our midst, on the sick bed, or not saying it to anybody, sick, walking, walking sick, or walking dead, whatever it is, Almighty God, divine healing, divine healing, divine healing, divine healing upon every sick in our midst. But let's thank God because our God has answered our prayers. Father, we thank you because we know you have answered. We bless your name. We bless your name. We worship you. In Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed. Amen. Lord, we believe in the possibilities of prayers and in what you have told us tonight. And Lord, in faith and in unity, we have prayed anything in our prayers and our breakthrough. We pray that your mercy will flow. Your mercy will flow. Your mercy will flow. You will forgive, oh God, in the name of Jesus. As the church, we have called upon your name. The Bible says, is any sick among you? Let him call for the others. And the Bible says, let them pray over him, anointing with oil. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick. And if he has committed any sin, it shall be forgiven. Lord, let every sin receive forgiveness. Let every yoke of sin be broken. Let every yoke with sin be broken. Thank you because you have done it. Lord, in the unity of faith, we believe and we say, Lord, all the possibilities we are waiting for, we are expecting. And because of that, we have prayed tonight. May they become possible. May, oh God, our stories change. May things turn around. May natural law be defied. May medical law be defied. May scientific law be defied. May all the documents received from the doctors, may it be defied by virtue of your possibilities. And the prayer of tonight, testimonies will come in the name of Jesus. Thank you because you have answered. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. If you are there, could you unmute your mic and say amen?
Amen.
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 God bless you richly, brethren. Just very
Amen.
briefly, permit me to just share some few announcements with you. Our time is gone, but